Back to our public hearing. Our public hearing was subdivision 2011-6, Roy F. Rogers. Mr. Johnson, what's your pleasure?
Mr. Chairman, concerning
subdivision 2011-6 for Roy Rogers, my motion is that we grant preliminary and final site plan approval based upon the record for the following reasons. The proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects orderly growth of the county. The applicant has stated that the lots are for family members like the other existing lots. Two, the land is zone AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development. Proposed subdivision density of 5 lots on 3.1 acres of land is significantly less than the allowable density. The proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. The applicant and his family currently maintain the roadway, providing access to these lots. Six, given the configuration of the existing roadway and the fact that these are essentially four strip lots, a waiver from the street design and forested buffer requirements is appropriate. Seven, this motion is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 5 lots within the subdivision. This consists of lots G, H, I, and J, and the remaining acreage. Motion.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2011-6, Roy F. Rogers, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Can I make a clarification for those in the audience? They do have the right to apply again for additional lots.
Yeah.
But there may be different conditions placed on that street.
True.
No, it would be subject to a
separate public hearing.
Hearing.
Right. Okay.